Nine anti-war protesters met with the La Crosse Democrat to voice concerns about future war spending bills and urged Kine to vote against funding measures that don't call for troop withdrawal deadlines. Protester Jason Strangstaline says Kine was receptive to the group's views.
He was very receptive, and he agreed with us. He felt that the funding for our troops should not stop, but he was a huge advocate of including language of the eventual and safe and responsible withdrawal of our troops.
Kine says the meeting was productive and says he supports setting firm troop redeployment dates, but he says he won't vote to cut off funding to troops in the field. Kine also met with Western Wisconsin veterans to outline new investments in veterans care, including the largest increase in Veterans Administration health care in history, nearly $7 billion. Kine highlighted other recent House actions, including VA health care facilities improvements and medical leave for families of injured soldiers. Kine says funding will not depend on deficit spending. He says veterans care is a top priority. That means other programs could be on the chopping block.
We're going through that review, through the oversight hearings that we're having right now, some that have outlived their usefulness, some that are incredibly inefficient, and this is what we should be doing more of in government, going back and reviewing, finding out what works, what doesn't, so that the American taxpayer gets the most efficient government for their tax dollars.
Congress is set to debate the next round of war spending in the coming weeks. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.